Jess, Roo, Dids and Loz for breakfast.
Listen up.
I read the news today.
News? What news?
Overnight news.
Okay, so... Oh, what's that?
That is an L plater. Well, similar to the L plater on the Northern Expressway that got caught doing 253 kilometres an hour in a black hole newt that deserved to be treated with more respect, even though they love getting flogged.
I didn't know a car could go that fast unless it was a racing car.
It must have been hotted up. Exactly what I said. But it broke down. They found it on the side of the road a couple of k's down the road.
Yeah.
The L plater was with a non-fully licensed driver in the passenger seat,
good effort.
He was on drugs.
Yeah. Good effort.
Fastest ever recorded person on the roads in South Australian history.
Hmm. When I was on my L's, my mum, Kath, was sitting in the front seat, so I just don't think that she would have allowed
that. Yeah, you're doing about 190 k's less.
Yeah, that's right.
But anyway... Gee whiz, we've all done some silly things in cars, but that's
that takes the cake. Hey, it was only a week or two ago, wasn't it, that Lisa Marie Presley unfortunately passed away. Well, it's already started. Priscilla is having to fight for the rights to the will. So what happened, unbeknownst to Priscilla, she was taken off as an executor in 2016 without her knowledge. She didn't know. So Lisa Marie has got a daughter surviving.
Yep, Riley.
$100 million, apparently it's worth, and it's all going to Riley. And so Priscilla is now, well, she's launched proceedings to try and get it changed.
It's interesting because there was articles after she died saying one of the reasons why she might have had a heart attack was the stress of being broke
pretty much
her whole life.
So conflicting stories. But anyway, that's what they're reporting this morning about Priscilla.
And in that article it said she'd blown $100 million profit of Elvis's movie already.
Probably paying off debts and stuff. That she's been racking up.
That's a fair spend.
Who knows? But you reckon she would have had a fair income stream off her dad for.
Well, she turned Graceland into a tourism business.
Yeah.
You know, but it's made a lot of money.
Colonel Tom Parker sold all the rights to his music, so they didn't have any get much out of that. So I don't know. Very complicated family.
It's all Tom Hanks' fault.
It is. What can Dids blame on Tom Hanks? Yep. It's going to be a new segment. The Port Admiral Hotel.
Ripper Hotel.
It sounds like I visited this morning. I pronounce that. On the corner of Commercial Road and St. Vincent Street in Port Adelaide. It's closing its doors. Very sad news.
Yeah.
It's being taken into administration. Liquidators are going to come in. They're going to try and
find a new owner
so they can save the employees. But they sunk $1 million into it in 2017. And then COVID hit and things just they just haven't been able to keep up with it.
It's a beautiful reno and it was a real trendy pub. It was great. Yeah. So that's sad.
Very sad.
Isn't it? One of the nicer looking pubs in the port, wouldn't it?
Yeah. No, it's very nice.
No gaming, just a bit
sad.
Of food and a bit of booze.
Yeah.
Hey, if Valentine's Day makes you anxious, if you've, you're recently single or you've been single for a while, they have something that you can do that might make you feel a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So there are zoos around the world that offer you a service.
Mm. Zoos,
that's correct, Roo. You can name a cockroach after your ex and have it fed to a zoo animal for Valentine's Day.
This is good. This is a good concept.
Yeah.
How many can I buy?
Yeah, that's a very good idea, isn't it? And it might make you feel a bit better. It might
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah, just a mentally sort
what,
of relief.
What animal would you feed it to get the most enjoyment? Something that would... Crunch it
slowly.
Like a big lizard.
Painfully.
Komodo dragon or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you'd give it while it was still alive to a big jungle cat and they'd play with it and step on it.
Tease it and torture it a bit, yeah.
And then dissect it with its big long nails.
I like it.
And then rip into it.
Yeah. How much for this privilege?
Actually, that's a good question. I think every zoo charges a different amount. I don't think it's about US
$10. It was $10.
$10, yeah.
And in fact, you can upgrade. You can buy a rat.
You can buy a rat
for $25. So cockroach 10, if you really don't like the person, buy a rat and watch something like a boa constrictor devour a rat.
Rats and cockroaches are pretty good sort of connection to an ex that you don't like.
Oh, yeah. When I think of them, I just see a rat or a cockroach in my head. So, I think it's a good service. So don't be worried if Valentine's Day makes you anxious. Right. Just get in touch with the zoo.
Start saving up, Loz.
I like it.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dids and Loz.
What a goal!
Overnight sports.
Yesterday morning, we asked Tex Walker about the captaincy down at Cromania. Now, he was a bit non-committal, which is fair enough, but the Rush Hour boys yesterday picked up the debate.
Yep. He stays as club captain if he chooses.
2023, Rory Sloane?
I don't think he should do it. No,
I'd like him just to step down.
Yeah,
and
pressure.
Focus on his playing career and what he's got left the next year or two,
and get himself
and
right
just enjoy and footy.
Jar started the sentence saying he should be captain, and ended the sentence saying he should stand down.
I don't keep fighting with these rush hour boys, but I think what Tex did say is that all plays out in over the next couple of weeks, just before the trial games start in mid-February.
All right, the Crows head to the Riverland next week for their community camp. Roo, tell us about then Port Adelaide and the Crows head west.
Yeah, so Adelaide and Port Adelaide usually play at some stage in the pre-season, and to be honest, they get a bit sick of playing against each other. So what's happening this year is both those sides, Adelaide and Port, are heading to WA and going to stay there for a week, I'm led to believe, and play against Frio and West Coast over a week-long period.
Okay. So something different.
Yeah, a bit of fun to live over in WA for a week.
Yeah. Tell us about AFL boss Gil McLachlan. Now, he told us, almost 12 months ago that he was stepping down, but, gee, it's taken a long time to find a replacement.
Can't find a successor at all in that job. In fact, one of our rumours, Craig Kelly, as the CEO of Collingwood yesterday, was pushing him to try and stay as the AFL CEO into the future, but he's still got to get the actual collective bargaining agreement sorted out and the men's pay sorted out over the next few weeks as well. So he's still got a few jobs, and he's got the racial situation at Hawthorn to get sorted out as well.
Yeah, gee, that's gone quiet.
Yeah, well, I guess they're doing all their work over Christmas and New Year and everything.
All right, let's
end
talk
of the
cricket.
Month, I've heard.
The Aussie Test squad has arrived in India ahead of the tour over there of the subcontinent. So we've got a series of Test matches over there against the Indians. Let's talk soccer. This is a great story. Harry Suter is a young Australian, Roo,
who
looks like he's signing with Leicester for $24 million.
Wow.
Mm. That's good, though.
24 mil?
Mm.
Good dosh. Is that a year, Dits, or you don't know?
Well, that's the transfer fee. That's what they're paying for him.
Right. Mm. So what does he get out of that?
Normally, the player, just for the signing on, you get 10% of that.
Yep.
But then you negotiate your wages well on top of it.
Who gets the 24 mil?
The club. So Leicester are paying his club, which is Stoke, 24 mil to get him.
Right.
He gets a percentage of it just for the signing on fee, so 240 grand.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he gets to negotiate his weekly wage after that. That's not bad money.
Good on you, Harry.
There you go.